You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is my interview with the composer of The Shape of Water, recent Golden Globe winner for that film, Alexandre Desplat. Everyone, I am being joined right now by Oscar winner and Golden Globe winner, and most recently another Golden Globe win for The Shape of Water, the composer of that film, Alexandre Desplat. Alexandre, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. The sun has come back in the skies of Hollywood, which is good because the rain was rather terrible these last 2 days.
Oh, I hear that when you're in Hollywood and it rains, it absolutely pours. Nobody wants to drive. Nobody wants to do anything.
And it's really ugly.
Yeah, I'm calling from the East Coast myself. So out here, rain, snow, it doesn't matter. We drive and we do everything we can. But I hear in LA, yeah, Everything shuts down when it rains.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah, it was really hectic yesterday.
I hear you on that. So reason why we're talking today actually is about your acclaimed and now Golden Globe winning work on The Shape of Water. You have done many scores over the last couple of years, both internationally and within Hollywood, some of which are The Queen, the Harry Potter series, your Oscar winning work on The Grand Budapest Hotel. You're one of the hardest working composers today, and you have a tendency to really jump around from project to project, different genres, different types of filmmakers. My first question is, what makes you choose a project ultimately, and how did that ultimately lead you to working with Guillermo del Toro on The Shape of Water?
Well, it's always a mix of things. First of all, to try and jump from a project to a different project, I mean, different in its nature, which has, I don't know, if I do an animation film, I will not do another animation film for a while because I don't want to just do that. I want to do one, and maybe for a couple of years I will do something else. Or if I do a romantic biopic, I don't want to do that right away again. I want to do, I don't know, a thriller. Because otherwise I feel I'm going to repeat myself. It's hard enough to be inventive each time. If you are always in the same zone, you can't really take chances and challenge yourself. So that's the first thing. And then, of course, when the project is attached to a director, and some directors are really a dream of working with them, and Guillermo was one of them because of the nature of his imaginative world. It's so rich, it's so unique. And I knew that music in his films were an important part of his storytelling. So all that together, when Guillermo suggested to me to write the score the Shape of Water, there was no hesitation.
Yeah, he's one of the master storytellers, certainly working today. And I mean, it shows definitely in the acclaim that this film has received this year on the award season trail. Your work on this has been very much acclaimed. I mean, unanimously, I know over here at Next Best Picture, we're all fans, and I've listened to the work that you put out for this movie countless times at this point. And I have to. I just want to know, for especially for anyone that's listening that is into scoring, tell us a little bit about your process and how you approached Guillermo's story. Did it start with the script, a conversation with him? What was some of the inspiration that went into specifically The Shape of Water?
Well, the work really came from the first screening we had together when when the movie was being edited, almost completed.
Oh, there was no music.
No, I tend to ask the director to show me the film without music, so I can be completely fresh when I watch the movie for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost completed, editing-wise. And I said to Guillermo that movie was very musical. There was something, not because only because of the songs and the relationship that Eliza has with music and with musical comedy, but also because the way the movie is directed and edited, there is never a moment of pause in the camera moves. The camera is constantly moving forward, moving, and that's very musical. And I said something like, Guillermo, you have written a musical, but the music has to be written.
That must be so unique in a sort of way. I almost struggle to comprehend almost how he must have had it, like the music almost in his mind, which is interesting, because did he then allow you to kind of toy around with ideas since they had already shot the material?
But you know, some directors, they have this inner rhythm in their brain, in their guts, and they can make a movie without even using temporary track. They have the sense of rhythm in themselves. And the next step with Guillermo was to find a sound that would belong only to The Shape of Water, and that's where I started looking for ideas and suggesting things, and we exchanged about ideas he had, like using accordion. We realized that Eliza, played by Sally Hawkins, whistled in the film, so why don't we use the whistle to play the tune? All these kind of conversations are very fruitful, and then I came up with this idea that the music could be. Could have the sound of somebody who's underwater and hearing music from underwater. And I thought that if I put together a large section of flutes, and actually 12 flutes in the low register, because I'm using bass flutes and alto flutes, playing the melody, it would be very, very blurry and very soft at the same time, very watery. And he or immediately bought the idea. And that's, that was the first conversations we had.
Yeah, because there's a lot of vocals. There's almost like, I know when I listen to it, it almost feels like that underwater quality that you explained there. I almost get the sense that it's so whimsical that it feels like it lifts me off the ground when I listen to it. Not necessarily like in a soaring sort of way, but like floating. It's very peaceful and calm, and it has a quality about it that even though there is, it's very much a universal movie, the music itself also is universal. And I think that's in tying with the theme of the film itself, which is that love is a universal quality. Was there a discussion between you and Del Toro about the correlation between those universal themes?
Of course. It's a movie about love. It's not a movie about creatures or monsters. It's all about love. Love between people, and they're between different people. Could they be a straight, gay, Afro-American, white, mute, whatever they are, a different species? It's a declaration. It's a statement about love. That love should rule our lives. And very quickly early on, I said to Guillermo that I felt the music should be avoiding any genre type of score, sci-fi, or even too modern electronic score, because it would be taking us out of the not only the time, the 1962 period, which I usually try to avoid. I like to enjoy writing music for a period film, which is not period music, but on this case, it felt dangerous to be too far away, using too much electronic, using too much device that would not be part of the production design almost, and the costumes and the environment, which is so magical, because it's a magical story that, if you read it, you can question yourself, And when the movie stops, after 30 seconds, you're hooked. You're there. You believe it. You believe that the story is happening in 1962.
I completely agree with you. It swept me off my feet, and it transported me, and I was totally sucked into the brilliant storytelling on display by Del Toro, all the craftspeople, the actors, and your work especially, sir. I want to thank you so much for joining me today and taking the time to answer the questions.
You're welcome.
Your work on the film just recently won the Golden Globe. Our team over here at Next Best Picture is crossing our fingers for you, sir, for an Oscar nomination to follow soon. And hopefully a win as well. That's how much we really, really love your work here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. You've been listening to Alessandro Desplat over here on the Next Best Picture podcast. Alessandro, thank you so much once again.
Thank you, man. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
Hey, guys. You were just listening to me interview the composer of The Shape of Water, Oscar winner for the Grand Budapest Hotel, and the recent Golden Globe winner for Best Original Score, Alessandro Desplat. Oscar ballots are currently in hand right now, and the voting is currently going on. We hope that you take a moment to appreciate and listen to the score that Alessandro Desplat has constructed for The Shape of Water. And we also hope that you give us a listen as well on all of the podcasting networks. The Next Best Picture podcast can be found on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and also on CastBox. Be sure to leave us a review on iTunes. You can find me on social media at Next Best Picture. My name is Matt Neglia, and I will see you all next time.